2024 rookie ADP rankings. We're talking about it right now. These are obviously super flex rankings right here, but we get a sense of where the running backs and wide receivers fall in the pecking order. I haven't even looked at them, to be honest with you, except for seeing Caleb and Marvin at the top. I'm going to genuinely live react to the ADP rankings. Dynasty, Superflex, ADP rankings in the industry right now. The Fantasy Football Show Dynasty edition begins right now. File on in.
Live from the FantasyFootballShow.com studios, it's the Dynasty Fantasy Football Show.
Yo, 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 welcome to the Graveyard Show. We haven't hit this button in a while. Where's my graveyard button? I got a graveyard button.
You're watching a
graveyard stream.
File on in, hit that like button. Share it with your friends. Tell everybody we're here to discuss. And I've got first in the building, Mark, followed by Sick Nasty, moderator in chief in the building. Superfish, Smokey the Cat, Peanut Butter, Ron Navy. Appreciate you all being here. And then, of course, IG and Twitter filing on in as well. What's up, Caps? Appreciate you all being here. Okay, live reaction. Live reaction to the ADP data right in front of your face. I don't even know if it's accurate. we're just winging it here. I don't plan much out, to be honest with you. A lot of people wonder how much planning goes into my... I can't plan. I go live so much, I just go live. Found myself... got my hands on some ADP Dynasty Superflex rookie rankings, and I thought, you know what? Let's discuss it live, live react. And I could say right off the top, you clearly know I don't believe in Caleb Williams. Let me zoom this bad boy in a little bit too. We'll move it around. Let me make it as big as I possibly can right here. Caleb Williams, I do not believe in. I specifically don't believe in him for a lot of, I believe, tangible reasons, but some of it is very gut driven. And in this industry, you can like it or not, you can take it or leave it, you can be upset if you want, you could be a Bears fan and want to come in and defend him, and that's fine. I mean, I really don't care. But in this business, you have to be very gut driven on top of, you know, analytical. You got to look at stats, you got to look at history, you got to look at trending. And there are so many red flags that come along with just Caleb Williams himself, but that are now attached to a Chicago Bear team that can't develop quarterbacks and has proven to not develop quarterbacks. And you have what I believe to be a very questionable OC in Shane Waldron that might be good under certain circumstances, but I don't feel this is he's the right man for the job here to develop a quarterback that his own team, soon-to-be team, Caleb Williams' his own players, soon-to-be players and teammates are already giving him warning shots. Like, hey, don't bring that Hollywood up in here. It's not going to fly at the NFL level. If this was a guy that the Chicago Bear players were totally behind, they wouldn't be saying negative things at all. They'd be like, we love Caleb. We love what he's doing. Can't wait to see him come and tear it up in the NFL level. This guy, at every turn, he looks like it's like a circus watching this kid off the field. There's an Instagram post I put up. I just don't feel like you can make fun of me all you want when I say that I don't have a good vibe. I don't have a good feeling that Caleb is a leader of men. You can say what you want. You can get mad at me all you want. I don't feel it. I don't feel it when he crawled in his mom's lap after a game and wept. Crying's not bad. Crying doesn't make you a bad person. You can cry all you want. I just admitted the other day, I was watching MD Motivator, I believe is what his TikTok and IG handles are. This guy's a mate. Let me see if I can pull him up real quick. He's right around here. It's here it is. This guy right here. MD Motivator. Free plug for this guy. He doesn't need it. He's got millions of followers. But this guy, I watch his videos and I nearly have to hold back tears. Doesn't make me less of a man. You can be emotional. There's nothing wrong with crying necessarily. You cried during the Super Bowl loss. The No Sean Moreno tear emoji and meme. Crying's not bad. Jordan used to cry. It's not a big deal. But when you climb in your mama's lap and you sob in front of your teammates that you're supposed to be leading into the locker room or telling them it'll be okay, we're going to go win, you know, we're going to, I guess you can't win it again. At the point, that's the point people say in defense is that, like, look, he lost on the big stage, will never play again at the college level, and that's why he's crying. Whatever. Then cry. It's fine to cry, but don't sob in mama's lap. I don't see a leader of men in this guy, Caleb Williams. Not at the pro level. I think he's going to fold like a chair, and I think Chicago's not the right place for him. My only concern is that the Bears smarten up and they don't take him. And then he goes to Washington, where Kingsbury is. And that gives him the best hope and shot, to be honest, because Kingsbury was his QB coach at USC. And they bring Kingsbury in. Maybe Kingsbury can get something out of him. But I really think Chicago's locked in on this kid, and I'm glad for it. I don't know. JD5's my number one in a super flex. Well, you know, I'm going to say this. I don't ever put myself in a position where I'm in dire straits at QB in a super flex. I myself am always holding a Mahomes or a Burrow, or at least a Burrow, a Jalen Hurts, one of those quarterbacks, and I might have a Jordan Love that I developed, or a player I thought could be Jordan Love that didn't end up developing. And I am kind of in need at QB2 in a super flex. And we're talking super flex here, not necessarily mandatory 2 QB. Mandatory 2 QB is where you have to start 2 quarterbacks. Super flex is where it's a flex position. It's a super flex. You can go wide receiver. I pretty much almost 100% of the time have myself a Mahomes, at least a Lamar or Burrow. And I'm not forcing Marvin Harrison Jr. down just because a quarterback needs to be grabbed. So you can say what you want. End of day, Marvin Harrison Jr. is my number one, even in Superflex. Oh, Schmitty, that's right. This is my content. I can do what I want. That's how Dad did it. That's how I'm doing it. And I'm going to continue to do it my way. My way is take the best player available. Now, Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback. Jaden Daniels is a guy I believe will absolutely explode at the next level. And if you needed a quarterback, if you screwed the pooch, or you didn't prepare, and you were a naughty Noah, and you have no quarterbacks, then maybe you do go Jaden Daniels, but we do need landing spots to kind of unveil themselves before we can truly lock players in. My number one, though, is Marvin Harrison Jr. JD5 is my number 2 overall, or 1 overall, if you need a QB, and my number 1 QB. Who's my number 2, Caleb? Not even my number 2 QB. Caleb's not my number 2 QB. I believe Neighbors would probably be next. Adunze potentially could be. And then I start getting back to quarterbacks. But that's me. That's me who's prepared at quarterback. That's me who's not chasing quarterback because I screwed up quarterback. If for any reason you are totally in dire straits at QB, I guess you could go Jaden Daniels, Marvin Harrison Jr., Neighbors, and then get back to QB. But the truth is, without landing spots, I don't know what to tell you, whether it's Drake May. I don't know what to tell you, whether it's J.J. McCarthy. I honestly think that Penix Jr. is better than McCarthy, but I don't know if the landing spot will paint that kind of picture when all is said and done. Brock Bowers, phenomenal. If I'm looking through this, the values, if I'm to call out values, would be, I like Eddie Mitchell a lot. I would probably say Brian Thomas Jr. 9 is a freaking steal. Rome Odunze at 7 probably is the biggest steal on this entire ADP ranking board here. Brock Bowers, a very close second overall in terms of steal. Neighbors at 4 would be a pretty solid steal right there. But where's Penix Jr.? Why is Penix Jr. so devalued? Where is he even at? 21 overall. I swear, I didn't look at this yet. I wanted to be naturally reacting in front of you live to this ADP ranking. I can't believe my eyes. There's Braylon Allen at the bottom of this thing. Thank God he's in the screenshot. I didn't think 22. I just looked at the number 22, screenshotted it, and put it up. Thank God he's in there because I wouldn't have known where he was. But here we are looking, and we got Jonathan dropping a $5 hauler. I want to handle these super chats right away. Showing more love before the night is up. Dope channel, bro. It's only going to blossom. I hope you're subscribed to this channel, Jonathan. This is a separate channel. This is the Dynasty channel. Jonathan, to the freaking moon, coming in strong.
To the moon.
Bunchy, my boy, coming in with the super chats like a monster. Phone lines are open, by the way. I'll open the phone line right now if you guys want to dial in. But good God, 21 overall. Is this really Superflex rankings ADP data? This can't be. This can't be. This can't be updated. This is why you can't do anything. We can't have nice things because even this average of ADP data that I found from multiple sources compiled together doesn't even have accurate depictions of quarterbacks like Penix Jr. This is supposed to be a Superflex ADP ranking. Caleb and Jaden Daniels are sure high. JJ McCarthy and Drake May are sure high. Why is Penix Jr. down at number 21 overall? Are we assuming that he's that bad? This is arguably my number two quarterback. Unreal. Bucky Irving, Blake Corum at 19 would be good value. Bo Nix at 17. He could be arguably my third-ranked quarterback. Robert Schmitty, what about McCarthy? McCarthy could be good. Depends where he goes. It depends where he goes. If McCarthy goes to throw footballs with Justin Jefferson in Minnesota, then he probably is the second or third quarterback. Like, landing spot is everything. Penix Jr. could be in Minnesota. Who knows? Penix Jr. could be... I mean, who knows where he goes? If we go over to the NFL draft board and we say... What if he goes to Las Vegas? What if he goes, even though Seattle has Geno, they brought in Howell. I get it. They probably don't need another quarterback right now, but those could be, in a sense, backup plans for Ryan Grubb, new offensive coordinator in Seattle's main objective is to bring he's the Washington OC from this past season at Washington. His quarterback was Penix Jr. It would not shock me if they drafted him. It feels less likely with Sam Howell, I will admit, but doesn't mean they don't go shopping. I mean, the Pittsburgh Steelers brought in Russell Wilson. All of a sudden, they go after Justin Fields. You never truly know. Las Vegas feels like a sleeping giant landing spot for either Bo Nix or Penix Jr. I feel Bo Nix to Denver for whatever reason, and I don't know that I love it. I like it. I don't love it. The way they treated Russell Wilson was garbage. I'm a little afraid of what happens to Bo Nix there, but maybe Bo Nix turns the whole thing around because he's good. Bo Nix is really good. Penix Jr., Bo Nix, maybe they fall to this territory. Maybe the Giants get crazy, crafty, and say, we want Penix Jr. in New York. I don't necessarily love it right away, but maybe it turns into something. Dable's fantastic. If Dable ends up keeping his job for the long term, the quarterback that does good in New York is in a good spot. It's quietly camouflaged in a very bad situation, especially with Danny Dimes, with the money they're paying him. They almost have to start Danny Dimes in week one. But at the end of the day, if Penix Jr. goes to New York and he raises his stock, and no, Penix Jr., he's not very good, just wait. Just wait. His stock can climb too. If McCarthy can go from borderline top 12, 8, 10, 15, to now the number two quarterback to a lot of people that I think are putting the cart before the horse with JJ McCarthy, to be quite frank with you. I think he's good. Could he be good to maybe great in the right spot? Sure. Is he elite? Is he elite as a prospect? No. I do not believe he is. Could he get there? Anybody can get there. Tom Brady was not an elite prospect, and no one was wrong to think that. He was not. He was not. Tom Brady did not pass the eye test to be anywhere near close to thought of as even a great prospect. His highest passing yard season was like 2,200 yards in college. Nobody should have thought Tom Brady was going to become Tom Brady. We don't know. The truth is we don't know, and situation is half the battle. But if Penix Jr. ends up going to New York, or Bo Nix could go to New York too. I quietly love it as long as Dable is able to stay, finish the job, create a monster. This guy knows what he's doing. He sculpted and molded Josh Allen. Dable's an amazing quarterback whisperer. I don't know why they went with Danny Dimes. Makes me question Dable there, but back to this ADP ranking, and the phone lines are open. Dial in. Worthy could be interesting. Mitchell could be very interesting. Lad McConkey's good. Where's Parcells? Nowhere to be found. Parcells, big time sleeper. Big time sleeper. Wide receiver. Corum, be interesting where he lands. Jonathan Brooks, look, I like the upside, but coming off the ACL. Coleman at 15 is great value. Benson at 14 is great value. Again, Brian Thomas is one of the bigger steals, I think, on this board, period. Bowers, one of the biggest steals on this board, period. I don't care if it's super flex or not. This is fantastic value. He honestly deserves to be, quite frank with you, in a 1QB, you could go Marvin 1, Neighbors, Adunze 2-3, and Bowers 4. So I don't mind 6 in a super flex because I don't just throw quarterbacks in front of everybody like everybody else does in a rookie mock draft at super flex. I don't. You don't just throw quarterbacks. Look what would have happened if you did that. You know, really, the Trey Lance here. You know, look at that quarterback grouping. They were supposed to be Zach Wilson, Trey Lance. That entire group was supposed to be phenomenal. I'm not just going to throw, especially in one of the most elite wide receiver years we've ever had, I'm not putting quarterbacks ahead of these guys, Adunze, Neighbors, and Marvin Harrison Jr. And if my team is so bad at quarterback, if I did a shit job at quarterback, that's my own fault. But you're not going to have me creating content around you go quarterback because it's a super flex rookie mock draft, Schmitty. I'm not shoveling that kind of shit out there. Theo, you're live.
Yeah, can I run you through a trade I just made in my dynasty league?
Sure.
So I traded Ayuk, Ridley, and a third round pick for Tank Dell and Jaden Reed.
Ayuk, Ridley, third for Dell and Jaden Reed. I think very arguable. I mean, one could argue that Ayuk's the most valuable player in the trade. One could argue Dell's the most valuable player in the trade. One could argue Ridley's got quietly nice 1 to 2 year value, but this is Dynasty, so really he's kind of a tough player to really count on. Third rounder, I don't care so much. I like Reed a lot. He could be the number one in a very nice, attractive offense that is going to explode next year. Especially with adding an amazing running attack under Josh Jacobs. I would say that in redraft, Ayuk's going in like the round 2-3 area turn. Dell's going in redraft in the fourth round area. Does Dell jump into the third round in Dynasty? And does Ayuk stay right here? How close are these two? Are you crazy for saying in Dynasty I'd rather have Dell over Ayuk? I say no. I don't think you're crazy. I think you try and get the most out of it. So let's just say at the end of the day, is Jaden Reed much better than Ridley in a third? I don't know. I think it's pretty even. I think you're going to have a lot of people that are just kind of like it looks even. It looks okay. I love Dell. But Ayuk's pretty solid as well, bro. I don't know. It's pretty even. I'd probably rather have the Dell Reed side by a hair. By a hair. But you didn't work him over or anything. But I would just rather have the Dell side. I just love Tank Dell. He's a Schmitty guy. He's Schmitty approved.
All right, cool.
What do you think about this ADP data right here? Which feels crazy to me.
I think Bowers is normally going F4, and I feel like Rome should go over him. I mean, I love all these top 7 picks personally, but I mean, yeah, I'd rather
Is that what you said? The NFL view, is that your comment? The NFL views Penix as a second round pick. Not anymore, bro. He's climbed very, very high. But
I haven't seen him in any mocks go in the first round.
Yeah, well, that might be
Daniel Jeremiah, people like that.
Yeah, but I wouldn't go off that, bro. I wouldn't go off that. Number one, he's still working out and all that. That's going to change a lot. Number two, he is a absolute monster of a prospect. And just because little mock drafts.
I totally agree. I'm a Seahawks fan, and I want him to go to us at 16.
The only way he'll fall into round two, which wrong button, but get on over to thefantasyfootballshow.com. Get your lifetime membership of video courses, trade calculator, bold predictions, articles. The only way he falls, and he could, I mean, is there a world where he falls in the second round? Sure. But it's only if he gets past this like 16 area, because these teams don't need quarterbacks for the most part. So there's no way for him to go here unless a team trades up to get him. So naturally 17 through 32 is not a good place to be if you're a quarterback. So you would fall through this like free fall zone. But it's hard to imagine Las Vegas, Denver, New Orleans, New York all passing on quarterbacks. Now, one of these guys might be the odd man out, but I would venture to say that Bo Nix is the guy that maybe slips more than he should. Penix Jr. comes with so much upside. I don't know. I disagree with anybody that. But are you wrong in that it'll fall that way? No, we've seen quarterbacks fall before. All it takes is just the right team to pass. Look at Justin Fields. Justin Fields was a freaking hair away from becoming a starting quarterback in the National Football League this year for the Atlanta Falcons. Kirk Cousins eliminated his ability to grab that job. And that was the only one that was very, very much leaning toward a Fields-like situation. It's crazy. So the wrong team that's supposed to grab a quarterback doesn't. And then all of a sudden there's this free fall. It could happen. But Penix Jr. is a accomplished monster, bro. With hand size that's unmatched in this draft class. Ability to be a drop back passer at the pro level, accuracy's on point. His stats were unbelievable. His injury concerns are kind of put to bed. We'll see what happens, but Seattle would be amazing. I just hate that they got Howell, because now that might be the nail in the coffin for that landing spot, and that could be the one spot that sends him to the second round. So I don't think you're like off base, but I think that. I wouldn't listen to other people's mock drafts because those are crap. I'm not saying my mock drafts or my analysis is 100%. I'm not trying to insinuate that. I'm just saying, like, if you're looking at a mock draft that has him in the second round, I would not be surprised if you know he goes in round early round, like top 15 in round one. But we'll see.
All right, cool.
All right, bro. Later.
Yeah.
Smitty, excluding Caleb, who else out of the top 12 has the biggest bust potential? Top 12. Okay. Worthy and McCarthy. I like Mitchell. Mitchell's not even getting drafted high. Worthy. I'm not saying he busts. He just has bust potential. Speed guy. The film's pretty decent on him, though. Usually when we have a guy that breaks combine records or is one of the fastest guys to run a 40 in the last handful of years, this guy goes and runs the fastest 40. You usually have a player that is all speed, no film. Well, Worthy's got good feet. He's got good film. There's a lot of reasons to like him. The only knock I would say is that he wasn't highly touted walking into the combine. And usually when the 40-yard dash changes a mind or two and a guy vaults up, it's a mistake. So there's that potential. But I think out of all big time speed guys that have come out, this guy's got the best film of them all. So he may not bust. I think Franklin, you know, it's not like he's going high though. Now I'd say McCarthy. I'm not saying McCarthy does bust, but the expectations are blowing up right now. And I just don't agree. I don't agree with the expectation level. I think he could be good. Dynasty, Superflex, Dell, Dotson, or Metcalf, Jameson. Pretty even, Thomas. I would lean toward Dell Dotson. But DK is still very good. And DK's may be safer. And Jameis rising up. Jameson Williams is taking on the number two role in Detroit. They're expecting big things. I appreciate your super chat, by the way, Thomas. And I don't know. I don't mind either side. I really could get behind either side. I'd probably choose the Dell side, and I hope that Kingsbury brings the best out of Dotson. The weird thing about Dotson is if you look at Dotson's like metrics from last year, they're pretty good. Like, was it Howell's fault? Howell did do well at times, but he didn't deliver the ball well to Dotson for whatever reason. They didn't jive well. But the data would show him running good routes. He was open. Dotson, I would say 70 or 80% of Dotson's failure last year was not him. But the question is, are the reasons he busted still prevalent in the offense? Are they still, are those going away because a new signal caller is coming in? Why did Dotson not translate? But the data was pretty solid on him. I think he's a pretty decent sleeper, but you gotta be careful. I have Sam Howell. Is that, if that helps? Doesn't really change anything. I'm not a big stack guy, bro. Not to mention, yeah, I mean, he goes from Dotson in your situation stack there to, yeah, it doesn't change anything. DK doesn't matter. Hal threw the ball 612 times and Dotson still couldn't produce, but I love Dell, says Mark. He did, but again, you look at the metrics and data, bro. Dotson was doing his job a big part of the time. There was I don't have it in front of me, but I was looking at it like midseason. I'm like, what's going on? Like he's getting it done on paper. Like, why is he not getting thrown to? And you could say that Howell threw the ball 612 times, but maybe that was the problem, bro. Maybe he wasn't throwing the right footballs at the right time. There's a reason they moved on. This guy was their franchise quarterback, and they moved immediately on. So clearly he was the problem there, right? As much as he has upside, and Dotson was a victim more than anything. But I don't know that I'm not backing Dotson. I'm not doubling down and saying he's going to have a huge breakout year. But at the cost of entry, which is practically free, I don't mind it. Phone lines are open if anybody wants to dial in. So you're leaning Dell, Dotson? I am. Barely. I love DK though, bro. Love DK. Appreciate you all being in here. We have, what, 60-something in here. 28 from Twitter, 34 from YouTube, and I don't know how many from IG. Let me see if I can go on over to IG and answer some questions from you guys. Appreciate you being here. Appreciate everybody from every platform. I do urge you to get on over to the YouTube platform. It's going to be a lot more interactive. Appreciate everybody, though. Let's see if I can get on over. Am I not live on Instagram anymore? I feel like I am. Why is it not showing me on Instagram? Huh. Weird. Can someone comment from Instagram? I'm not seeing it. I drafted Dell last year in my startup because of you, says Thomas. Thomas, thank you. Appreciate you. hit the phone line. Let's go. Let's take one or two calls on this ADP data right here. I don't know why my IG. Oh. There. Now we're live on Instagram. What's going on, Instagram? For some reason, I got hung up. We're here talking ADP data. Dynasty ADP data, if you know what I mean. And it's super flex, and it doesn't look pretty. And I don't agree with a lot of it. And I don't really care. So my IG people in the building, if you've got a comment from IG, file on in, hit me with it. Appreciate you. What's up, Scrabble? Scrabble from IG. Kyle, Rockouts in the building from IG. Appreciate you guys. Smitty, in one QB, who do you think will be available at 9? Looking at this list, like Trey Benson, Braylon Allen, the problem is the one rookie running back that is going to be, you know, great. The rookie running back, appreciate my IG people, Twitter, IG, all of you. Scrabble says, Smitty from Instagram, thank you for testing that out, pal. I would say Brian Thomas Jr. probably gone in one QB by that point, but that would be amazing. Brock Bowers will be gone. Adunze will be gone. Neighbors will be gone. Obviously, everybody above that. You know, you might be looking at a Worthy, a McConkey. The problem with the running backs is the number one running back will probably be in Dallas, right? So whatever running back goes to Dallas will be taken before that pick as well. So, you know, maybe one of the other running backs, the second running back, might be in a crafty spot. And, you know, maybe Trey Benson's in a good spot. Maybe Braylon Allen's in Dallas or vice versa or whatever. You might be able to get your hands on the second running back. Penix Jr. might be available to you if you need a QB. But it really does depend, bro. I mean, so many things. Thoughts on Patterson to the Steelers? I think it's crafty. I don't know that Patterson's going to be... He's old. He's like 87 years old. I don't know if it's going to work out, but it's a good move with the new rule change. I mean, he's a guy you want to bring in. That was a crafty move in case he still has the ability. I don't think he'll do much in the running game, but then again, Arthur Smith loves him. So maybe he's the starting running back. Maybe he's the new goal line back. Why waste money on a 33-year-old? Because of the rule change, bro. Because of the rule change in that you're now returning. He's a return specialist. So they obviously think he can, you know, do something there. So not a horrible move, like, at the end of the day, given the rule change. If you believe he could still return footballs, then he's your new return guy under the new rules. But, yeah, I mean, I agree he's older. Do I think there are a chance one of the five QBs will be there at 11 in a Dynasty Superflex? According to this, yeah. I mean, according to this Superflex data. Now, of course, you know, Bo Nix at 17 and Penix Jr. at 21. I think this data is just not complete. But if those guys get good landing spots, I don't know how they're available in a Superflex. But apparently those guys are looking like they're going to be there for you, bro. I love Penix Jr. We have Austin, though. I agree Austin should be the guy. But clearly you brought in... You don't bring in Cordero Patterson to not play special teams, though. But I agree. I would definitely love to see Austin, his speed, get the football. They're probably going to try it out. Wouldn't be shocked if Cordero Patterson got released, though. You know what I mean? You bring him in, doesn't work out, you cut him. Definitely one of those type of players that you could see getting cut or doing well until he got hurt, and then he, you know, won't even be doing anything. Worthy's my favorite. Loved his fluidity and his routes. You're talking about the speed demon Xavier Worthy at number 11 overall on the ADP data. Fastest receiver. Yeah, his film looks good. He's the one speed demon that actually has good film and good footwork. So, but the crazy part is, like, no one had him highly ranked, though, off of the film. So you're wondering how many people are living in the moment with the 40 time. But I do believe in the right spot, he would be good. Will Minnesota trade up with New England? Maybe. Or with the Cardinals. The two teams that are capable of screwing up their draft, you know, by trading down would be New England and Arizona. And the 11 and the 23 for the 3, or the 11 and the 23 for the 4. I would ask for another first rounder if I'm going to be doing that. And if I'm the Cardinals, I better take Odunze at 11. If the Cardinals walk away without Marvin Harrison Jr., I'm going to be through the roof angry anyway. But if we do it and don't capitalize on Odunze at least, I'm going to be absolutely livid. Who do I take number one in the Dynasty draft? I don't care if it's Superflex or not. I'm taking Marvin Harrison Jr. Marvin Harrison should be closer to 22. Closer to 22. Well, this is Dynasty, my bad. It's not just your bad, Sebastian, on it being Dynasty. These are all rookies on this list, bro. Redraft or Dynasty doesn't matter. Look at the names on the list, my guy. Do you think there will be more than three starting rookie QBs? Yeah, I do. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Dial in, dial in, dial in. Phone line is open. I'll only be here for a few minutes longer. So make sure you call in if you need anything. I'm here for you. I think he's thinking best ball. No, but he's not thinking best ball. These are all rookie. This is a rookie ADP ranking. Whether it be Dynasty or Redraft, Harrison Jr. is number one or number two, no matter what. Jaden could be the 1.1 if he hits instant top seven startup pick. If he hits instant top seven startup pick. I mean, look, I don't know what you're really saying here, but I'll just say that Jaden Daniels is the top quarterback. If you need a quarterback, he goes to Washington. Then him and Marvin Harrison Jr. are the debate. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying Marvin Harrison Jr. 22 overall. Okay. Rock out. Thoughts on wide receivers going to the Giants and having to play with Danny Dimes. I think it's sad. But Dable will eventually get his guy if they keep him. And at the end of the day, could be a quietly good spot. But I'd rather have like Penix Jr. or Bo Nix go to New York and let Dable work with that quarterback. That's what I want. Thoughts on the wide receivers going? Oh, I just answered that one. Giants will draft a QB this year. Agreed. And they need to. It's not a lock, but they need to. It's the right thing to do. Thoughts on T.O.'s kid? Nothing that we haven't said before. Jerry Rice's son is very interesting. The guy I like the most, though, of the pedigree kids would be Frank Gore Jr. I think Frank Gore Jr. has a shot at being the number one rookie running back in this draft class. I think Frank Gore Jr. in the right spot could be the number one rookie running back from this draft class. Jalen Wright as well. Braylon Allen I love. But Frank Gore Jr. is a sleeping giant. If the Cardinals trade down, do you think the Chargers go after Harrison Jr.? 100%. I think they go after him. Or they're set on him or, you know, well, I shouldn't say 100% because earlier I said you don't know about Harbaugh, but I mean 100% they're in the hunt for him. Like they will definitely be contemplating Harrison Jr. or like if they were to trade down still. I think everybody shouldn't assume just because they want MHJ in Los Angeles that means Harbaugh is going to do it. It wouldn't shock me if the Cardinals traded out of four and then a quarterback goes here, right? And then the Chargers just shock everybody. You know, like you don't, this is a guy who wants to run the ball. We want MHJ in LA and he probably does go there. He probably does go there, probably. But is it a lock? No. But they're 100% looking at it, you know, obviously. That's what I meant to say. But everybody wants to pretend like Just because they want it, that's what the team wants. You don't know what Harbaugh wants. Harbaugh could trade down. You never know. He also very much might throw us for a curveball and trade Justin Herbert on draft day and take J.J. McCarthy, his favorite player in the draft. Blake Corum to the Chargers at 1.5? No. About a -100,000% chance of that. But he's definitely going to be a target of theirs in like round 2-3. I really think New England is going to pull a fast one on the league for no reason at all. New England, maybe. New England and Arizona are the most capable of trading down. There's no doubt about it. All right, everybody. Appreciate you being in here. Thank you, everybody. Even my IG people. I got 7 to 10 of you jumping back and forth from Instagram to X, a.k.a. Twitter, to the YouTube show. And for the love of God, get over to the YouTube channel. YouTube.com/TheFantasyFootballShow is the main channel. YouTube.com/DynastyFantasyFootball is the Dynasty channel. And hold on, we got one caller from Ricky. Ricky, what is going on?
What's up, Smitty? Just a quick question for here in Dynasty. I'm in complete rebuild mode, and I got offered the 307 for Mike Williams. Is that too little? Or do you think that's about fair since he's injury prone?
The 307 in a rookie draft for Mike Will.
It's a super flex, half PPR.
I mean, I don't think anybody can argue one way or the other. I mean, there's not much you can say negative to either side. You could say, I'd rather have the rookie pick. Well, I get that. And, you know, maybe I would too. But Mike Williams.
You know, the only reason I'm contemplating it was because around that area was when I got Tank Dell because of your recommendation. So I'm like waiting for another sleeper pick. I'm like, I might do it and see what sleeper Smitty comes up with.
Yeah, like Parasol, Ricky Parasol, bro. That's my guy, but I don't think you're gonna get him. You might.
Depending on landing spots, I'm pretty sure things are gonna shuffle around. But like players like Tank Dell, it's like it was such a weird situation where so many people missed out on him simply because of his stature, even though his numbers spoke for itself.
Yeah, let me just look at this data if I can get my hands on the Parasol data. Hold on. So he's going 31 overall.
Oh, so that's definitely doable. It's a 12-teamer, though, and there's 4 rounds.
You know what I would say? You're probably getting your hands on Jerry Rice's son or Frank Gore Jr., so I'd take the 3.7. The only thing that's going to concern me is that, like, let's say Frank Gore Jr. goes somewhere amazing, he'll probably go in the second round. But if he didn't, I mean, I could be overestimating that because I want Frank Gore Jr. Frank Gore Jr. is my new, I know he's a running back, but that's my Tank Dell for you. Frank Gore Jr. Or Brandon Rice, Jerry Rice's son. That's a good one too. Parasol above both of them, but not exclusive. You get Frank Gore Jr. and you get Ricky Parasol. But Ricky Parasol is the closest thing. McConkey too, but he'll go high. McConkey will go in the top 12, 13 overall. Parasol, Ricky Parasol, might be better than McConkey, and while he will not be Puka Nacua, he's the closest thing to finding a Puka Nacua in this draft class at wide receiver. Brandon Rice, Jerry Rice's son, would be next up, and Frank Gore Jr. would be my pick for deep third round Tank Dell impact, but he's a running back, obviously. But
okay, and then another last question. In my inbox, I have a 107, and they want T. Higgins for Puka. Do you think that's a fair?
Wait. Say the whole trade because you said Puka, then you said T. Higgins, then you said the 1.7. Oh, yeah.
So they want my 107 and T. Higgins, and I'd be getting in return Puka Nacua. It seems like they're trying to get Bowers since Hawkinson is injured. So I'm guessing that's probably the more.
Is it tight end? Is it tight end premium and is it super flex?
Super flex, half PPR, tight end premium. So full PPR for the tight end.
Tough because like on the surface level, you want to be like Puka smash, but you know, Odunze could fall to 1.7 in a tight end premium super flex. You need a quarterback. You know, you could get one there. I don't think it's a home run as much as, like, you want to instinctively say because of how good Puka is. But, like, if Odunze were to fall, that, like, this could end up being better at the end of the day if Odunze lands. But me, I would take the sure bet in Puka. Plus, Puka is, you know, in dynasties, a top, you know, top 12 overall player. So, like, if you had to turn this later, you'd have very little. Well, in Superflex, it's more like top 18, yeah. I guess. But you could easily flip Puka later and fix whatever wrong you created. You know, this is a good amount of talent though. T and the 1.7 is nice, but give me personally the sure thing in Puka.
But I appreciate
it so much, man. Yeah, the tight end premium and Superflex puts a spin on it though. Like I know a few people were like, give me Puka, but that is not as easy of a smash as you might think once you start mapping out. You put two or three QBs in this top seven, you put Bowers in the top seven, and now all of a sudden you got Neighbors, Odunze, or Marvin Harrison Jr. almost a lock to, I mean, obviously Marvin Harrison Jr. will go first, but you have maybe a shot at Neighbors, and you'll definitely have Odunze, or, you know, Bowers will be gone. So, you know what I mean? Like, it also depends on your quarterback situation, but at the end of the day, give me Puka. It's not slam dunk.
I also have the 103 because I pretty much traded Justin Fields in the middle of the season. I got the 107 and next year's second, so that kind of worked out. But I'm looking to get Daniels in the 103 slot because I am needing a quarterback.
Yeah. All right, bro.
But I doubt any wide receivers are going to be left because everyone between the 103 and the 106, they have 18 wide receivers. So I'm pretty sure that's going to be where Neighbors and Odunze are going to be taken.
Well, but then who's going to fall then? Because if Bowers and all three receivers go, that's four guys. So, like, I guess
that's it'd why be, I'm hoping that JJ hype continues so someone takes them. It'll just push everyone back.
Because then you'd have Caleb and McCarthy maybe and going one, you know, quarterback one, quarterback two, and then JD5. So, like, that's what I'm saying. JD5 and T. Higgins going back to this trade. If it is Superflex and JD5 and T. Higgins over Puka, it seems like a slam dunk in it. And again, I'd take Puka. I'm just letting you know because there's still uncertainty here. You don't know. But I'm just saying it could easily end up going the other way. Like in hindsight, you could look back on the live stream and go, man, Jaden Daniels was there at 1.7 and he turns out to be way better than Lamar. So, all right, bro.
Awesome. I appreciate it, man. Have a good night.
All right, later. Anyway. Golf, who my tank Dell receivers. As I mentioned just a minute ago, Parasol, Ricky Parasol. Brandon Rice, Jerry Rice's son, deeper. Ricky Parasol, McConkey too. Leggett, Malachi Corley. But in order of like where you're going to get him, Leggett and Malachi Corley are going to be like top of round two territory. Like end of, it depends on the draft. It depends on their draft capital. It depends on where they land. So Malachi Corley and Leggett. Xavier Leggett. And then when you get deeper, it's, you know, McConkey's right there too. But then it's Ricky Parasol. Ricky Parasol, Frank Gore Jr. is the Tank Dell of the running backs. Ricky Parasol is the Tank Dell of the wide receivers, you could say. Anyone remember David during the regular season? Oh, yeah. I do kind of remember him. This one's from Real MVP. Traded Swift, Herbert, and 1.2 for 1.1. Herbert, their running backs. Okay, it depends on if it's super flex, but I don't know. It could very much be argued that Neighbors will be amazing, bro, or Odunze, and, you know, Herbert is a good quarterback, bro. So it depends on who your quarterback is. Depends on if it's a super flex. If it's a super flex, you overpaid because Herbert would go high. But, you know, I don't hate the trade though either because I love Marvin Harrison Jr. He's that damn good. All right, I'm out of here. appreciate you all. Make sure you're subscribed to the main channel. I've got two. I've got youtube.com/thefantasyfootballshow, and then I've got this channel, youtube.com/dynastyfantasyfootball. I'll see you all later. Appreciate you. Like, subscribe, do it live. Live Monday through Friday on the main channel at 8 p.m. and live whenever big news breaks.